Yovel, October 23rd, 2023. Father, thank you for this time. I pray your Holy Spirit come and anoint my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, the ears of those that are hearing to understand, those that have eyes to see and perceive, that they might be healed and turn to the Lord. We thank you and praise you for this and what you have revealed in these days as we look to your coming. Okay, blessings. I'm going to start out. This is called Yovel. This is a prophetic outline, basically, mostly from scriptures. I will do a little bit of elaborating commentary in certain verses. Not a whole lot. We'll just let the Lord, the word speak for itself. And my scripture to start out with is from Acts 3. We'll start at verse 19 regarding what it will look, what the return of the Messiah is. Now, therefore, repent and turn to God so that your sins may be erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord's presence. And he may send the Mashiach appointed in advance for you, that is Yeshua. He, meaning the Messiah, Yeshua, he has to remain in heaven until the time comes for restoring everything, as God said long ago when he spoke through the holy prophets. This idea is remaining in heaven until the social and natural restoration of all things. Then Yeshua will come on the clouds of heaven. And of course, the restoring is in Isaiah 11, 1 through 12. If you want to read it, Romans 8, 18 through 23. And the coming in the clouds of heaven, Daniel 7, 13. Yeshua said the same thing at least twice, quoting Daniel in Matthew 24, 30. And Matthew 26, 64. All right, another version, which is a King James, says the Lord, the times of refreshing, the Lord will come until he makes restitution of all things spoken of by the holy prophets. I'm going to go over three texts today. I will be reading Zephaniah. I will be in Leviticus 25 over Yovel, Yom Kippur, and 2 Peter. Let's begin with Zephaniah. This is the word of Adonai that comes to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, and the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Yeshayahu, the son of Amon, king of Yehuda. This prophetic book oversees the destruction of the wicked and then the restoration in chapter 3. I will completely sweep away everything off the face of the land, says Adonai. I will sweep away humans and animals, the birds in the air and the fish in the sea, also the wicked. And what makes them stumble, I will wipe off humanity off the land, says Adonai. I will stretch out my hand over Yehuda and all those living in Yerushalayim. I will wipe every remnant of Baal from this place, the idol-serving priests, and even their names. Those worshiping heaven's army on the roofs, also those who worship and swear by Adonai, but swear by Malkam as well. Malkam. Those who turned away from following Adonai, and those who haven't sought Adonai, or consulted him at all. Keep silent before Adonai Elohim. For the day of Adonai is near. Adonai has prepared a sacrifice, and he has set apart those he invited. When the time comes for Adonai's sacrifice, I will punish the leaders and the sons of the king, also those who dress in foreign clothes. On the same day, I will also punish all who jump over the threshold to fill the house of their master with violence and deceit. Also on that day, says Adonai, a cry will be heard from the fish gate, wailing from the city's second quarter, and a loud crash from the hills. Now, I wonder where the second quarter is today. I have a hunch that it's the, sorry guys, Islamic quarter. But that's personal conjecture. Wail, you who live down in the hollow, because all the merchants are destroyed. All who trade with silver are ruined. When that time comes, I will search Yerushalayim with lamps and punish those who are smug and thick like wine, left on too long on its dregs, who say to themselves, Adonai will do nothing, neither good nor bad. For this, their wealth will be plundered, and their houses will be destroyed. Yes, they will build houses, but not live in them. They will plant vineyards, but not drink the wine. The great day of Adonai is near and coming very quickly. Hear the second sound of the day of Adonai. When it's here, even a warrior will cry bitterly. That day is a day of fury, a day of trouble and distress, a day of waste and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick fog, a day of the shofar cry and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the high towers on the city walls. I will bring such distress on people that they will grope their way like the blind. Because they have sinned against Adonai, their blood will be poured out like dust and their bowels like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them. On the day of Adonai's fury, the whole land will be destroyed in the fire of his jealousy. For he will make an end, a horrible end, of all those living in the land. Chapter 2, gather together, gather the nations, gather yourselves, nation devoid of shame, before the decree takes effect, and the day comes when one passes like chaff, before Adonai's fierce anger comes on you, before the day of Adonai's anger comes on you. Seek Adonai, all you humble in the land, you who exercise his justice, seek righteousness, seek humility. You might be hidden on the day of Adonai's anger. For Azab will be abandoned. Ashkelon will be desolate. They will evacuate Ashdod at noon, and Ekron will be uprooted. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of Kreti. The word of Adonai is against you, Canaan, land of Philistine. Gee, I think that's Gaza. I will destroy you. No one will be left. The seacoast will be reduced to pastures, meadows for shepherds, and pens for sheep. And the coast will belong to the remnant of the house of Yehuda. They will pasture their flocks there, and in the evening lie down in the house of Ashkelon. For Adonai their God will remember them and restore their fortunes. I have heard the insults of Moab and the taunts of the people of Ammon, how they reviled my people and boasted of expanding their territory. Therefore, as I live, says Adonai Sabaoth, the God of Israel, Moab will become like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Amorah, a land covered with nettles and salt pits, desolate forever. The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors in my nation will inherit them. This is what they will earn for their pride, for having reviled and boasted against the people of Adonai Sabaoth. Adonai will be fearsome against them, for he will make all the earth's gods waste away. Then all the coasts and islands of the nations will worship him, each from his place. You too, Ethiopians, will be put to death by my sword. He will stretch out his hand against the north. He will destroy Ashur. He will make Nineveh desolate, as dry as the desert. Herds will lie down in it, and all kinds of wild animals too. Jackdaws and owls will roost on her columns, voices screeching to the windows, desolation on the doorsteps. For its cedar work is stripped bare. This is a city once so joyful, whose people felt themselves secure, who used to say to herself, I'm the greatest. I have no rival. What a ruin she has become, a place for wild animals to lie down. Everyone passing by her hisses and shakes his fist. Woe to her who is filthy and defiled, Well, to the tyrant city. She wouldn't listen to the voice, wouldn't receive correction. She didn't trust in Adonai, didn't draw close to her God. Her leaders there with her roaring lions, her judges desert wolves. Why don't even leave a home for tomorrow? Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. Her kohanim profane the holy and do violence to the Torah. Adonai, who's righteous, is there among them. He never does anything wrong. Every morning he renders his judgment. Every morning without fail. Yet the wrongdoer knows no shame. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are ruined. I have made their streets ruins. No one walks in them. Their cities are destroyed, abandoned, unpeopled. I said, surely now you will fear me. You will receive correction so that her place will not be cut off by all the punishments I brought on her. But no, they only grew all the more eager to be corrupt in all that they do. Therefore, wait for me, says Adonai, for the day when I rise to witness against you, when I decide to assemble nations, to gather kingdoms together, to pour on them my indignation, all my furious anger. For all the earth will be consumed in the fire of my passion. For then I will change the peoples, so that they will have pure lips, to call in the name of Adonai all of them, and serve them with one accord. Even from Ethiopia's rivers, they will bring those who petition me, the daughter of my dispersed, as my offering. When that day comes, you will not be ashamed of everything you have done.